listening to the Miles to Go podcast, the go-to source for travel tips, news, and reviews you can't afford to miss. Now, here's your host, travel expert Ed Pizza.
Welcome back to another episode of the Miles to Go podcast, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks each week to help you save money and travel better. My daughter looks on while I record this week's intro for you guys, and I look out the window at LAX Airport watching the planes land every couple of minutes on a dreary day. But we've got a great show for you guys this week. First up, we've got Gary from View from the Wing back on the show to talk about the new Hyatt American Airlines partnership. If you have any level of status with either Hyatt or American Airlines, you need to be linking your accounts quickly. And we've also got some information on their status match opportunities as well. After that, Jen is back from Deals We Like to talk about the Hilton Concert promo series again this summer. A great way to redeem just a few amount of points for a pretty valuable reward. If you're enjoying the show, I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe to the podcast. You get our episodes free every week as soon as they're available to download, and leave us a rating and a comment. We would love that. And if you have more time and need more travel, you can check out my other podcast, the Now Boarding podcast, which covers the best travel news on boarding area each and every week. If you have a question or a comment, you can find me at ed@pizzainmotion.com. We love answering your questions, and we'll be answering one this week in the final two pennies about, can you actually have too many miles? More on that in just a little bit. And you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Pizza in Motion. Thanks a bunch for tuning in this week. Let's get you over to Gary talking about that Hyatt American Airlines partnership.
Back on the Miles to Go podcast, and a few years ago, partnerships between airlines and hotels were sort of a big deal, and then they died off for various reasons in popularity, but we're back, and Hyatt and American Airlines have entered into a partnership that they are now live with that's pretty beneficial to travelers. I've got Gary Leff with me back on the podcast from View from the Wing to talk through this. And, you know, Gary, I think your impressions, your first impressions were pretty similar to mine, that that this net-net is one of the more positive things that we've seen come out in a while for airline-hotel partnerships.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of the really interesting things to me because I never expected American Airlines, as the world's largest airline, to partner closely with Hyatt, because Hyatt is one of these smaller chains, right? So, you know, previously we've seen Marriott and United very close, and we saw Delta and Starwood very close. With the merger, with Marriott's acquisition of Starwood, the Delta partnership went away. But you know, if anything, I might have thought that American would look to do a tie-up with Hilton. And the idea behind these, of course, is that the close collaboration can drive incremental business. You know, American Airlines has heavy flying passengers that Hyatt would like to get in their hotels, and a hotel chain can have a whole bunch of frequent guests that the airline would like to get on their planes. And so this is why, I mean, the imbalance in size is what surprised me there. But the fact that we keep seeing these partnerships continue, and certainly, you know, anecdotally, we've heard that they are very successful, that when you, they're expensive, you know, when you give points, you give more points to members for the activities that they're undertaking potentially anyway, that's expensive. And it only makes sense when it is, you know, driving additional business that the brand wouldn't otherwise get. So, I mean, basically what you got with American and with Hyatt is, if you have status with a you know, with one of the brands, and you transact with the other brand, you'll earn additional points in, you know, the home currency you've got status with. Now, I happen to focus much of my travel on both American and Hyatt, so this works out very well for me. My status on American means that I'm earning American miles when I stay with Hyatt, and that's on top of what I'm earning anyway. It doesn't trade off. And my status with Hyatt means that when I fly American, I'm earning Hyatt points as well. And so for me, and it's revenue based, look, you know, I'm, if I spend, you know, $15,000 with American in a year, it's 15,000 more Hyatt points because you're earning a Hyatt point per dollar. And if I spend $10,000 with Hyatt, I'm going to earn 10,000 more American miles because, again, a mile per dollar. But across the travel that I do anyway, that's 25,000 more miles than I would otherwise have earned without this partnership. So, and that's just the extra points component. There are elite status components as well, because again, they're trying to take the good customers from one brand and convert them into good customers for the other. And so they're, you know, they'll both pay a premium in order to do that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, as you mentioned about American and Hilton, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, they've played a bit around in the past. I received a status match to Hilton's Diamond status a couple years ago.
Yeah, I did too.
Because of that American Airlines partnership. You know, as far as this is concerned, I think the status match components, well, rewinding a second, as you mentioned, for the miles and the points, yeah, I mean, folks aren't going to get rich off of the extra points that they're earning here, but it is a nice plus for frequent travelers. I do think the status match component is pretty interesting for frequent travelers in that it's hard for a business road warrior to want to start over with another airline. And so in my case, and I'm not sure what you were offered, but in my case, I was offered an Executive Platinum Challenge, which is American Airlines' top tier status that you can earn. You obviously can be invited to Concierge Key. But they, you know, while I may not partake in that challenge, I haven't decided yet, it's an interesting path for somebody who's, you know, I'm currently flying United. So it would be great to have that shortcut available to me to get to Executive Platinum status and change brands quicker.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing, so American will often offer status matches and challenges, and they will do, you know, they'll give you often that Executive Platinum Challenge, you know, based on top tier status with United. So it's not necessarily something that you couldn't have accessed otherwise. But Hyatt, they have pretty much stopped offering status matches, and they have stopped offering status challenges outside of promotions offered through sales. Maybe at individual hotels. It wasn't that long ago, actually, that they were aggressively promoting status challenges to credit card holders. Yeah. Because it seemed like they were behind the curve in keeping up with elite members after they had made significant changes to their program. You know, folks just were dissatisfied. They fired a lot of their lower frequency top tier elites, the 25 stay diamonds, were basically fired as guests, right? And so they found that they weren't doing as well as they thought. And they had raised the requirements to earn status to 60 nights from 50. But more recently, as they've, you know, increased the usefulness of the credit card for earning elite status quickly, it comes with nights. You earn nights from your spend, as well as making free night awards count towards status. You know, status has gotten easier, and then they increase the requirement again so that it's not just 60 to qualify, it's 60 to requalify instead of 55. You know, they've made it easier and then tougher. They just haven't been giving out status matches or challenges at Hyatt, which honestly has been crazy to me. I mean, I've even said it seems like loyalty program malpractice not to be going after disaffected Marriott top tier elites. Right, if not necessarily offer a broad program, but say, gosh, you know, you're a high revenue, you're Marriott ambassador, you're unhappy, and you want to come over to Hyatt, let's make that easier.
Right,
because as you said, you don't want to start over from scratch. It's difficult if you're treated, you know, pretty well by your program to walk in as a guest with, you know, no status and get the room, you know, over the HVAC all the time. Right, it's not really doesn't make it easy to move your business, and so having some mechanism to make that transition smoother makes a lot of sense. It's strikingly interesting to me that they will do that for American Airlines top tier customers and not Marriott top tier customers. But through this relationship, we now have a mechanism to get Hyatt status challenges. It is, you know, as I mentioned, I know you're top tier with Hyatt. In fact, you're lifetime top tier with Hyatt, which is one of the cooler things, is that you now get, what is it? Tell me if I'm right. You get your confirmed suite upgrades from both. So you get double each year.
As long as I requalify the standard way, yeah, I get double the free nights and double the suite upgrades, and I struggle to use all eight of them, which is a great place to be, yeah.
Yeah, well, but if you make top tier through a challenge, which is what with Hyatt, what you'd be getting as an American Airlines Elite, it would not come with those confirmed suite upgrades. So, you know, it's sort of globalist light, as it were.
Yeah.
In order to achieve those confirmed suite upgrades, you actually have to stay the nights. And I think that's from the perspective of a Hyatt globalist, that is a good scenario, because otherwise I'd be probably grousing about this deal. Look, I already have top tier with Hyatt. Now they're giving out a bunch of potential top tiers with these suite upgrades, and now there's more people that I have to compete with to confirm suite upgrades in advance. And say, well, gosh, yeah, there are more people maybe who I'm going to have to compete with for suite upgrades at check-in. But if it's important to me, I'm going to be trying to confirm it in advance anyway. So that seems pretty fair. One of the super cool things, though, about this deal is for American Airlines Concierge Key members, they get Hyatt Globalist without a challenge.
Yeah, no, for Concierge Key folks, if you're not already a Hyatt loyalist, that's a huge benefit.
Yeah, again, without the confirmed suite upgrades, but simply throwing in Hyatt Globalist as a benefit, I mean, that is that's truly outstanding. Certainly better, say, than getting United Silver from Marriott.
Or Marriott Plutonium from United.
Yeah.
So now the partnership's underway, and only underway for a few weeks. I have not had a stay post yet, but sounds like from your recent blog activity that you've had both a flight on American and a hotel stay on Hyatt. How quickly did those post to the respective accounts?
Yeah, so they posted in under a week. My stay at Hyatt on May 23rd, when I checked out, was posted to my Advantage account sometime on the 27th. So on a Monday, not first thing in the morning, sometime Monday or Monday night. And similarly, I had an American Airlines flight Tuesday, May 21, and it posted, you know, around the same time. So, you know, again, at the beginning of this following week. So it's taking less than a week to see points on both sides, which, you know, means they've got a, you know, pretty good system down, which doesn't surprise given that they initiated this as a, you know, new partner and new procedures, that you don't have some of the legacy older systems that you just leave in place and decide not to invest in improving.
Yeah, and I don't keep a close eye on when my American Airlines miles post now. United's now moved to a system where they essentially post right after your flight lands, like literally right after your flight lands.
Yeah.
But it isn't out of the norm to take a day or two for Hyatt stays to post to my account, and you know, certainly longer than that for MGM stays. So, you know, hearing that these are posting within a week is pretty promising for folks.
Yeah, I find that American takes usually a day. You know, it just depends on what time of day you actually took the flight, and that Hyatt stays, they usually take 2 days to post. With my and it's also interesting because it is based on revenue that they are posting accurately. So my American account showed the base rate from my Hyatt stay. And when I look at my Hyatt account, I see the base fare from my American flight.
Yeah, I'm glad to see things are posting quickly. It's interesting to see that there's, as you say, I wouldn't say an enhanced level of tech, but based on things that we've seen in the past, what I would consider to be probably a bit more tech than I would have expected going into something like this. And all in all, you know, what are your, you know, closing thoughts on both the status match and the miles and points for, you know, for frequent travelers out there?
Well, I'd say that for the status challenges, I think, look, take advantage of those when you think that they're going to be useful to you. They've hedged in terms of the language around the status challenges, what exactly is going to be offered and when, so that it's not necessarily a commitment into the future that things are going to exactly work this way. It's new and they've been somewhat coy. So yeah, I wouldn't just go sign up to sign up. Sign up if they're useful. If you think you're going to take advantage of the status, it becomes worth it if the status is going to, if you're going to travel with the brand at a level of the status you're achieving in the future, then by all means challenge to get there. If you have status with either program, it absolutely makes sense to link your accounts because you will be earning more points than you would be earning if you don't link your accounts. More points are simply better. In my own case, I'm looking at 25,000 extra points per year that I wouldn't have otherwise gotten without this relationship. So it's absolutely a net win. And there's an avenue, a sort of formal and automated avenue to potential status challenges that will be potentially useful to some folks.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, for folks who are just sort of dipping their toe in getting their accounts linked, the status match that I was offered runs through end of September. So, for business travelers, you probably already have some of your summer travel booked. If you have a family, you might have family travel booked for the summer. So the registration for the challenges that I saw for the AA status challenges was based on when you actually registered for that challenge. So note for folks that you may want to wait a little bit. Certainly these things could disappear, though I don't think that that's likely. So it may be worth waiting just a bit until you're closer to the window where you know you can start booking travel into that challenge period to give yourself the best chance to complete it. Well, cool. Gary, thanks so much for stopping by and talking about Hyatt and AA. When you're not hopping on the podcast here with me, tell folks where they can track you down.
I'm at viewfromthewing.com. I write the viewfromthewing.com blog, and you can find me at Gary Leff and the various social media platforms at Gary Leff.
Thanks so much, Gary. Safe travels. We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast. This week's show is brought to you in part by AutoSlash. AutoSlash does one thing really, really well. They save you money on car rentals, and not just a little bit. They're always free to use, and there's two separate ways that they can help save you money. First off, if you start your booking process at autoslash.com, you'll enter in some key information, Costco membership, AAA, frequent flyer memberships, and they'll take all that information along with searching for any publicly available codes that you might not be aware of, and they'll find the best price for your specific car rental, which you can then go ahead and book. After you've booked, you can enter your car rental reservation into their tracking tool, and it will continue to track whether the price has gone down on your car rental or a new code becomes available that would save you more money. They'll notify you, and you'll be given the chance to rebook that reservation for less money. Even if you don't start the booking process with autoslash.com, if you booked it somewhere else, you could take your reservation number, key it into AutoSlash, and they will continue to track that reservation for free and let you know if the price goes down or if there's a discount code maybe you didn't know about right up until you pick the car up. Tons of different ways to save money with AutoSlash. It's 100% free, always 100% free. Give it a try and drop me an email. Let me know what you think about it. You can find them at autoslash.com. Back on the Miles to Go podcast, and it's summertime, which means we're talking about discounted concert tickets through Hilton again this year with Jen from Deals We Like. Jen and I got together last year to talk about this as well, which is a great way to use a small amount of points. Hey, Jen, welcome back. Let's talk through concert series again this year.
Absolutely. So this is their second go around at their Hilton Lawn Days, and it's a pretty good promotion for those who are looking to, sit outside, see a concert, relax, enjoy. All you have to do is use 10,000 Hilton Honor points, and these days that's like hardly anything, and you'll get two concert tickets in exchange for it. So it's a really good redemption, actually. And there's a ton of different concerts, around the United States, various artists. It's great. I saw, I have little kids, so this might not be applicable to most, but there's Kids Bop Kids concert. And My daughter would love that. So I feel like for 10,000 points, unfortunately, it's not in my home city, but it's not far away. So that's on my potential radar. And it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, we covered this a little bit late in the season last year, and so we're catching it near the beginning. And you know, there definitely are a variety of venues. BB&T Pavilion in New Jersey. They've got Charlotte, Illinois, California, Texas, St. Louis, and you know, these are artists that folks are going to want to see: Brad Paisley, yeah. Blink 182, Nelly, Train, Wiz Khalifa, yeah. and a whole slew of bands. I'm sure are very popular, and I'm just too old to have ever heard of.
Right, and I have young kids, so I'm like. So far removed as well.
But 10,000 points, I think the big thing here, you know, when we talk about saving up points, and I'm pretty sure we said the exact same thing last year when we talked about this promo, you know, when you're adding on small amounts of points, especially if you're not a frequent business traveler like I am, you might think, well, gosh, you know, these points are never going to add up to anything meaningful. But it doesn't take a whole lot to get 10,000 Hilton Honors points. And so being able to snag two concert tickets for 10,000 points gets you real value for collecting those small amounts of points along the way. You know, as Jen said, it's, you know, these are some of the smallest redemptions you're going to find with Hilton.
Absolutely. And even if you are a business traveler, you might just have so many points that you don't really want to be on the road as much as you are. And this is a good way, you know, I know a lot of people, they're sitting on a lot of points, and this is just a good way to redeem them and have some fun over the summer.
Yeah, so for folks, we'll link to the post in the show notes here on Jen's blog, but the concerts run from June through October. Yep. These are lawn seats for the concerts, and you know, as I remember it from last year, they didn't sell out right away. It took a little bit of time, but most of them did sell out within a few weeks of each concert. So I would say if you're thinking about it, you probably want to, you know, start early here and either target which ones you think you're going to get or just lock them up now. It's not a ton of points if your plans change, not that we ever want to lose points, but I hate to see folks lose out because the venue that they were looking for or the concert they were looking for sold out. So right. Take a look at Jen's post, jump on this soon and have your summer concert plans taken care of. Jen, thanks a bunch for joining us for this one. When you're not hopping on the podcast with me, tell folks where they can track you down.
Sure. You can find me at my blog, dealswelike.com. You can find me also via any of the social media, Twitter, Facebook. What else am I forgetting? Instagram, anything at dealswelike. And always feel free to send me an email, dealswelike@gmail.com.
Thanks, Jen. Safe travels. We'll be right back on the Miles to Go podcast.
Back to wrap up this week's show with the final two pennies. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, my daughter is watching me record and she asked me about the final two pennies. And I said, it's just my way to make sure I get my 2 cents in each and every week. You guys get to hear just a little bit more from me, whether you like it or not. Well, I guess you can hit the stop button if you didn't like it and stop listening, but we don't want you to do that. So this week's final two pennies is about a reader/listener question. Mike, who's a big fan of the show, actually asked me this question in person recently, and I gave him a good answer, but I felt like it was something that was important for folks to know. He was a newbie at one point, but has now started redeeming his points. But he was asking me about a trip that he was going to take with his family, and they were going back to where he's from, and you know, he could use some points. They live in the middle of the country in Wisconsin. He could use his points to fly home, but he'd have to fly to an alternate airport, have a little bit of a further drive, and he'd have to rent a car. But he said, you know, like, I've got all these points and I want to make sure that I use them. And I don't know if that's just his feeling from having started collecting points or if maybe he read that somewhere else, because I do know that there are a lot of travel bloggers out there who advocate that you get rid of your points as quickly as possible. And I'm not an advocate of that. I certainly don't want you to have millions and millions of them lying around. But as we got deeper into it with Mike, he does have a pretty good stash of points. They have a few hundred thousand points, but it's a few hundred thousand. It's not a few million. And so in that sort of a situation, he doesn't quite have enough points for, say, a bang up trip to Europe where the two of them are going to, you know, like him and his wife and maybe their children, would fly in, say, business class to Europe. But they've got, you know, enough points to almost do that or to have a couple great vacations in the US. And I encouraged him to not feel like he had to get rid of the miles quickly, that there would be an opportunity to come up. And lo and behold, you know, just a couple of weeks later, he and I were talking and boom, they're booking a trip to a place they've never been before, and their airline tickets and their hotel rooms are all on points in an expensive city. And I guarantee you, he and his wife are going to have just a great trip. So certainly looking forward to that. And I think the big key is, this is sort of like the Goldilocks formula. You can never have too many points. You can probably have too few points, but there's a just right amount of points, and it's probably a few more points than whatever your dream vacation is, so that you always have flexibility, whether it's to plan a quick trip because you see a really cool cheap fare to somewhere and you want to use up your points for your hotels to take advantage of that cheap fare, or, gosh forbid something happens with a family member and you need to get there quickly and points are the only way not to spend $1,000 on that ticket. So just keep that in mind with your point balances. I would say that you can have too few points. You always want to have a good cushion if you can help it, in my opinion. That's a full wrap on this week's episode. If you have a listener question like Mike did, I would love to answer it. You can find me at ed@pizzainmotion.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at @pizzainmotion. If you're enjoying the show, I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and a comment. Gosh knows if you listen this far, you must be enjoying something in the show, right? So leave us a rating and a comment. We would love that. It helps us grow the show. A big thanks this week to Jen and to Gary for helping and put together a great show. As always, thanks to Mike, producer Mike, for helping make us sound awesome for the airwaves. We've got a bunch of great segments coming up. I've got Gilbert coming back to talk about Australia. We've got a What's in Your Wallet segment. We've got cruise tips for beginners. We've got stuff on Key West. We've got stuff on airline status, Disney, you name it. Tons of great stuff coming our way. Can't wait to bring it all to you guys. Until we upload again, we've got miles to go.